Hachette Audio presents Roar, written by Cecilia Hearn, read by Ashlyn B., Ajua Ando, and Lara Sawala.
Chapter 1. The Woman Who Slowly Disappeared. 1. There's a gentle knock on the door before it opens. Nurse Ratter steps inside and closes the door behind her. "I'm here," the woman says, quietly. Ratter scans the room, following the sound of her voice. "I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here," the woman repeats softly, until Ratter stops searching. Her eye level is too high, and is focused too much to the left, more in line with a bird paw on the window that has eroded over the past 3 days with the rain. The woman sighs gently from her seat on the window ledge that overlooks the college campus. She entered this university hospital feeling so hopeful that she could be healed. But instead, after 6 months, she feels like a lab rat, poked and prodded at by scientists and doctors in increasingly desperate efforts to understand her condition. She has been diagnosed with a rare complex genetic disorder that causes the chromosomes in her body to fade away. They are not self-destructing or breaking down. They are not even mutating. Her organ functions all appear perfectly normal. All tests indicate that everything is fine and healthy. To put it simply, she's disappearing, but she's still here. Her disappearing was gradual at first, barely noticeable. There was a lot of, "Oh, I didn't see you there." A lot of misjudging her edges, bumping against her shoulders, stepping on her toes, but it didn't ring any alarm bells. Not at first. She faded in equal measure. It wasn't a missing hand or missing toe or suddenly a missing ear. It was a gradual, equal fade. She diminished. She became a shimmer like a heat haze on a highway. She was a faint outline with a wobbly center. If you strained your eye, you could just about make out she was there, depending on the background and the surroundings. She quickly figured out that the more cluttered and busily decorated the room was, the easier it was for her to be seen. She was practically invisible in front of a plain wall. She sought out patterned wallpaper as her canvas, decorative chair fabrics to sit on. That way, her figure blurred the patterns, gave people cause to squint.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?